Get ready, get set, get blasted with color. For the first time, the internationally known 5K race called the Color Run will make its way through Kalamazoo on Saturday. WMUK's Aaron Williams has more on the race that colorfully combines fitness and fun.
Before running a traditional 5K, most runners make sure to don their best pair of shorts and their most reliable shoes. They get up early to stretch out, get their race number, and focus squarely on getting to the finish line. But for the Color Run, which is also known as the happiest 5K on the planet, the end of the race is just the beginning. Jessica Nixon is the public relations specialist for the Color Run, which is headquartered out of Utah.
There's going to be four color zones, and in these color zones, they're going to have volunteers and staff on the side, basically throwing colored powder at them. And what happens at the finish line, there is going to be music and dancing, and it's really just kind of like a celebration that you're able to finish the 5K, and all the participants have their bags of colored powder that they're all going to throw at the same time. So it's just a big celebration about being able to finish the 5K, because it's a big accomplishment for some people.
The race takes away the pressure of making your best time and adds music, fun, and color.
I think what it is that the placement on fun and fitness is really something that people are looking for right now. And so for them, because it's not timed, because it's not something that they have to worry about the person running next to them, I think it appeals to so many different people.
Utah native Travis Snyder created the event 2 years ago in an effort to put more excitement into racing. Since then, the event has experienced rapid growth. Last year, there were more than 170 color run races held around the world, and in years past, the race has been held in Grand Rapids and Ypsilanti. This is the first year it is coming to Kalamazoo.
You're going to get all kinds of people out there. People that aren't into running or exercise will come out because it's novel and it's fun, and they know it's not about being athletic per se.
Maria Swiftfoot is the Community Outreach Events Coordinator for Gazelle Sports, which will help facilitate the race. A runner for over four decades, she says the Color Run can also serve as a break for regular racers. It's also a chance to get the entire family to participate.
Not everybody is thrilled about running, but the thought of, oh, let's go get crazy with my friends, my family, and we're going to have great pictures to share on Facebook, etc. So I think people who are not fully sedentary could probably go from maybe not working out or very little working out to probably could walk, jog or walk some of it.
25-year-old Shaisha Raglan and her boyfriend are coming all the way from Jackson to participate in their first color run. She says she first heard about it from her coworker and was intrigued by the no-pressure aspect.
There's not a winner. There's not a prize. It's more all about individuality and just getting out there and doing a 5K rather than, oh, I need to be first place or I need to do it in this time. When I get there, I'm just going to go for it.
Raglan plans to get through the race in a run-walk fashion, but will wear different gear than what she usually puts on to work out in.
I have Nikes that I just work out in, so I'm not going to wear those Nikes because I know that there's going to be color in the air and I don't want to mess them up. This is my first time doing it, so I'm going to have to make sure I read those instructions of how to get the color off of me and my hair and everything.
There's still time to sign up for Saturday's race. There will be another color run in Ypsilanti in June and in Grand Rapids in August. Visit our website for more information. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.